Rich Larson and Dan Moyer back at Pride in the Park. And now we are pleased to be joined by Joni Cromer of Trans Soup. Joni, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
So tell us a little something about Trans Soup.
Trans Soup is a trans activist space where we want our advocates to have something to observe the trans community. We have little snidbits, we call them, or whatever you want. We call them croutons. They're little silly little things that we do as an entertainment piece for trans folks. We do a podcast, and our podcasts, we've done three of them. Our first one was about microaggressions. Second one was an interview with my partner about her advocacy journey. And the third one is my advocacy journey.
What's the name of the podcast?
The podcast is on SoundCloud, and it's Trans Soup.
Okay.
Trans Soup.
Yeah. Yep. T-R-A-N-S Soup. S-O-U-P.
Perfect.
You can find it. Yes.
You, Emily, we were talking with Emily Lloyd, who's the one of the organizers here, and she was telling us you've had quite a journey. Would you mind sharing that a little bit with us?
I have no problem sharing
that.
Good.
I transitioned late in life.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks out there that have transitioned late in life.
Yeah.
My journey started at, actually when I was a child, I knew I was different. Mm-hmm. And there's a long story that goes along with that. But to make a long story short, I decided to be me at the age of 58.
Wow.
It was a big move. It was me. I had to be me. And that's just the way transitioning is. I was always this. It's just that I didn't present as this.
Right.
So, yes.
Yeah.
As far as my journey from there, I lost... When you transition, especially at a later age, you lose people in your life. There are people that don't agree with what you're doing.
Yeah.
I paid that price. I lost just about everybody that was near me.
Oh.
But here's the positive spin.
Okay.
After you find yourself, it took me about a year before things kind of gelled together and I found my peeps. And I've got a chosen family that's beautiful, loving, caring people. And I couldn't be happier where I'm at in my life today. So.
Well, that's what
that's the beautiful part of all of this, isn't it?
It truly is.
Yeah.
Yes. And finding your peeps and being, you know, with that crowd that appreciates who you are and enjoy life with you. Yes.
Yeah. You for being you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if people want to contact Trans Soup or get in touch with you, what's the best way to if they're looking for some advocacy advice or help or whatever, how do they contact you?
Well, I give my advice.
Okay.
And there's plenty of other people that are transitioning. Everybody, I just want to make this really, really clear. Everybody's journey in transitioning is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does it a different way.
Sure.
There's no gatekeeper way of telling anybody how to transition.
Sure.
It's their own choice. It's their own journey. And that's one thing that we promote with Trans Soup also.
Right.
We advocate for that. To contact me, you go on Trans Soup, and there's a space there where you can just shoot me an email. It goes to a Trans Soup address, but it actually goes right to my personal email.
Fantastic.
So I can answer it.
Fantastic.
Joni Cromer with Trans Soup, thank you so much for joining
us. Yes, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
All right. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.